So let's review. Zok the Mishnah, Ahal v'asimcha shmoina, keitzad, melamet shechayv odem v'hal u'besimcha u'bekovet yom tev ha'achron shechag, k'shar kol yomoy shechag. Saying hal and rejoicing, which Rashi says means eating the meat from a carbon shlamim, are required all 8 days. This teaches that a man is obligated in hal, rejoicing and honoring the last day of yom tev shmini atzeres, just like the rest of the days of Sukkot. The Gemara explains that we learn the obligation to rejoice on the 8th day from the pasuk V'hayisa ach sameach, and you shall only be happy L'rabis Leili Yom Tov Acharon, to include the last night of Yom Tov. Although this could be referring to Leili Yom Tov Arishon, the first night, the Gemara says the word ach qualifies the meaning of this verse, and it makes more sense to include the last night, She'esh Simcha Lefanav, which is preceded by days of rejoicing, and exclude the first night, She'en Simcha Lefanav, that is not preceded by days of rejoicing. Zok the Mishnah, Sukkah Shiva Ketzah. Gamar Milechel Layater Es Sukkasai. Avomoridas Akelem in Aminchul Lamala, and they covered Yom Tov Acher Shalchag. Dwelling in the Sukkah is an obligation all 7 days. How is this so? If a person finished eating on the 7th day, he cannot take apart his Sukkah, but he can remove his nice furnishings and vessels anytime after Mincha in honor of the final day of Yom Tov that is approaching. Since Shmini Atzeres is a separate Yom Tov, we remove the utensils from the Sukkah to show that we are not violating the prohibition of Baal Tosef of not adding to a mitzvah. The Gemara therefore asks, Ein lo makom lahorid kelev mahu? What if he had nowhere to place the utensils from his Sukkah? Pchi Barashi says he should make a 4x4 tefachim hole in the schach to invalidate the Sukkah. Shimon Levi says he should light a lamp in the Sukkah, which, as Rashi reminds us, is forbidden to be in the Sukkah. These actions show that he is no longer obligated to use the Sukkah. The Gemara says that these two opinions do not disagree. Shmuel Levi is talking about the Jews of Bavel, who still need the Sukkah on the last day. And since it's Yom Tov, they cannot destroy their Sukkah. Lighting the lamp shows that it is no longer Sukkot, and there is no issue about Taisiv. Chibarashi is talking about the Jews of Eretz Yisrael. They will not be using the Sukkah on Shmini Atzeres, and they can put a hole in the Schach the day before. However, the Gemara questions Rabbi Shmuel Levi's answer. The prohibition against lighting a lamp is only in a small sukkah. What will be the solution for someone with a large sukkah? The Gemara says, "Dema'il ba mani michla." He should bring an eating utensil such as plates, because Rava said, "Mani michla bar mitalalta, mani mishtia bimitalalta." Eating utensils should be taken out of the sukkah. Drinking utensils like cups can remain inside the sukkah. Bringing plates in the sukkah shows that he's no longer obligated to use the sukkah, and there is no issue of Baal Tosef. Zok the Mishnah, Nisach HaMayim Ketzad. How is the ceremony of pouring the water performed? Tzleichi Shel Zav Machazeke Shloisha Lugim Hoyim Emalim Min HaShiloach. A golden pitcher that holds 3 lugim was filled from the Shiloach. Higiyu L'Shah HaMayim, Taku V'Hariyu V'Taku. They would return to the gate of water in the temple and blow Tekiyah, Teruah, Tekiyah, and trumpets. All of HaKevesh Ufonu L'Smoyle. The Kohen would then go up the ramp of the Mizbeach and turn to his left, where Shnei Safalim Shel Kesef HaYisham. There were 2 silver bowls on the Mizbeach. Behuda Imr Shal Sidhayu, Elishayu Mushkar and Panei and Nehayain. Behuda says they were made of plaster, but they had darkened from all the wine that was poured into them and appeared silver. Umekavin Kimin Shnei Chait Min Dakin, Echad Mu'uva V'Echad Dak, Kedeshiyu Shneim Kol Mavasachas. These bowls were perforated like 2 thin nostrils. One was thicker and one was thinner, so that the wine and water would drain at the same time. The western bowl was for the water, and the eastern bowl was for the wine. If water was poured into the wine bowl, or if the wine was poured into the water bowl, the mitzvah is still valid. As Rashi explains, Yehuda disagrees with the Tanakhama regarding 2 points. Whereas the Tanakhama holds they use shloisha lugin water, Yehuda holds they use 1 lug water. Whereas the Tanakhama holds Nisach HaMayim Shiva, they only poured water on the Mizbeach on the 7 days of Sukkot. Yehuda holds Nisach HaMayim Shmeina, it was done 8 days, Shmini Atzeres as well. The Gemara begins to explain various parts of the Mishnah. Taku v'hariyu v'taku. The trumpets were blown at the Shah HaMayim, because the Pasuk says, U'sha'avtim mayim besasin. You will draw your water with rejoicing, and trumpet blasts indicate celebration. The Mishnah continued. Olav HaKevesh Ufana L'Smoyle. The Kohen would go up the ramp of the Mizbeach and turn to his left. The Gemara explains that generally, the Kohen always go up the right side of the ramp and turn to the right, circle the top of the altar counterclockwise, and come down on the left side of the ramp. This is based on the principle of Kolpina Sha'atafayna, Layir El Derchimin. All turns you make should be towards the right when possible. However, there were three exceptions. Sha'ilin Derch Smoil, Bechazin Allah Ekev, Veiluhain, Nischamayim, Vinischayayin, Veoila Sa'if Kesharabsa Bemizruch. The pouring of the water and the wine, and the performance of the service of the bird oila when there were too many birds being brought on the eastern side of the altar. These avodas were performed in the Keren Marabis Deroimis, the southwestern corner. They would therefore go up on the left of the ramp and turn immediately to the left, perform the avodah, and come down by retracing their steps. Rashi explains. They did not go all around as usual because the wine and water would be damaged from the smoke of the Mizbeach. The Gemara continues. We read this said in the Mishnah that the bowls were made of plaster, but they became darkened from the wine. The Gemara explains that the water bowl also darkened because they would sometimes confuse the two and pour the wine into the water bowl, and as the Mishnah taught, it is valid. Regarding the size of the holes in the bowl, the Mishnah said, Echad mu'uva v'echad dak, k'neishu yishnei kol mevas achas. The holes were of different thicknesses so that they would both drain at the same time. The Gemara explains, according to Behuda, since the amount of water was one leg and the wine was three logan, the great difference in volume required the hole in the wine bowl to be substantially larger than the hole in the water bowl, more aptly described in terms of rachav v'katzer, wider and narrower. According to the Rabbanon, the amount of the water and the wine were both three logan. However, since chamr samech, maya kalish, wine is thicker than water, the hole in the wine bowl only needed to be somewhat larger than the hole in the water bowl, more aptly described in terms of mu'uva v'dak, thicker and thinner. The Mishnah continues, V'lemanasach oimer loy hag b'yadcha, sh'pamachad nasach echad al gabi raglov, v'gmu kol am b'sregeim. To the one pouring they would say, raise your hands, because one time a kohen, who was a tzduki, poured the water on his own feet instead of into the bowls, and the people pelted him with their esregeim. The Gemara cites a braisa which adds, V'oisa yoyim nifgim o'keren ha'mizbeach, and on that day, that corner of the Mizbech was damaged, and they filled it with salt. This did not make the Mizbech valid. It was only done so that the Mizbech does not appear damaged, as we learned. Any Mizbech that lacks a ramp, corner, base, or is not square is invalid for Avoida. The ledge also invalidates the Mizbeach.